Every parent I know, liberal or conservative, complains about the coarsening of the culture, the promotion of easy materialism and instant gratification, the severing of sexuality from intimacy. They may not want government censorship, but they want those concerns recognized, their experiences validated, when, for fear of appearing censorious, progressive political leaders can't even acknowledge the problem. Those parents start listening to those leaders who will, leaders who may be less sensitive to constitutional constraints. Of course, conservatives have their own blind spots when it comes to addressing problems in the culture. Take executive pay. In 1980, the average CEO made 42 times what an average hourly worker took home. By 2005, the ratio was 262-1. Conservative outlets like the Wall Street Journal editorial page try to justify outlandish salaries and stock options as necessary to attract top talent and suggest that the economy actually performs better when America's corporate leaders are fat and happy. But the explosion in CEO pay has had little to do with improved performance. In fact, some of the country's most highly compensated CEOs over the past decade have presided over huge drops in earnings, losses in shareholder value, massive layoffs, and the underfunding of their workers' pension funds. What accounts for the change in CEO pay is not any market imperative, it's cultural. At a time when average workers are experiencing little or no income growth, many of America's CEOs have lost any sense of shame about grabbing whatever their pliant, hand-picked corporate boards will allow. Americans understand the damage such an ethic of greed has had on our collective lives. In a recent survey, they ranked corruption in government and business and greed and materialism as two of the three most important moral challenges facing the nation. Raising kids with the right values ranked first. Conservatives may be right when they argue that the government should not try to determine executive pay packages, but conservatives should at least be willing to speak out against unseemly behavior in corporate boardrooms with the same moral force, the same sense of outrage that they direct against dirty rap lyrics.